You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Haggai is RNIB Scotland's award-winning youth forum that gives blind and partially sighted people aged 16 to 27 a voice. We're joined by two of their newer members, Jemima and Luke, to hear about what they've been up to this spring and some of what they've got planned in the future. Hi, Luke and Jemima. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you tell us why you joined Haggai?
Yeah, so I joined Haggai because somebody in RNIB mentioned it to me and I thought, oh, this sounds really interesting. And then I got in touch with Dan Meikle, who runs Haggai, and then he told us all about it and I thought, this sounds interesting. And he gave us the Haggai hoodie, so that always made us want to join as well. And it's great meeting up with people throughout Scotland.
How about you, Jemima? Why did you want to join?
Just heard about it. Really, there's not many groups like that in the border. And the hoodie.
The hoodie as well. Nice. And what's your favourite project been so far that you've worked on? We'll come to you first, Luke.
I don't really have a favourite project. I think it's all very good. I think if I had to pick one, my favourite time when we went to Haggai was the in-person meeting in Dundee. We had somebody speaking to us about public speaking, and it made us more confident when public speaking and that, and what we should look out for in us doing public speaking, and I just thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, that's a really helpful skill to be able to practice. And how about you, Jemima? What's been some of your favourite activities you've done so far?
Just chatting with the other people and going to the in-person meetings. We have like a theme for the meeting and it's like every other month or 2 months.
And what kind of mix of people have there been at the in-person meetings, Jemima? Are there different ages and people from different areas?
Yeah, there's a few different people that come from all parts of Scotland to meet up that are in Haggai and they're like different ages.
And what's a skill or something that you're excited to learn more about as part of Haggai? We'll go to you first, Luke.
Volunteering. In June, we're planning on starting like a theme for Haggai. And the theme is going forward, we're going to be doing volunteering and that's going to start in June. And it'll be lovely to talk about that a bit more. In the last in-person meeting, we were having a little talk about volunteering, which was really nice. It's great just to see a lot of different people that do a lot of different volunteering and that. It's really nice. So I'm looking forward to learning more about that in the future.
Yeah, definitely. And are there any particular causes or passions of yours that you want to be able to share in volunteering?
I do quite a bit of volunteering myself, actually. I mean, I've done a fair bit in the past and I do at the moment do some volunteering and I really enjoy it. So it'll be nice to share a bit more about that and hear what other people get up to. That's what I like most about the cause is getting together and making more friends throughout Scotland. Because, I mean, it's nice that you've got your group of blind and partially sighted people that you can like meet up with. It's great to get together with people.
Yeah, Jemima, how about you? Are there any kind of skills or topics that you are looking forward to working on and developing?
Sure, maybe what we're doing for the next in-person meeting, which I think is gaming, but I do some gaming and most of the other people on the group like gaming as well.
And what kind of changes would you like to make about gaming, Jemima?
Just really have like popular games or big people that make them have like screen readers added to them or more audio ones.
Yeah, and I guess Haggai is a really exciting chance to brainstorm ideas about how you can make those changes. Are there any other things that you're really looking forward to about being in Haggai?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to learning more about gaming because it's one thing that a lot of people talk about on the call. I mean, I've got like no experience of gaming whatsoever because I don't really do gaming that often, but it'll be interesting to learn more about it, maybe to even try to do gaming a little bit more as well.
And why would you encourage other people to consider joining Haggai?
Well, you might not have many groups like Haggai, so for blind people.
It's a great group to join because there might not be many things out there depending on where you live in that. So it's a great way to like make friends all throughout Scotland and meet up. It basically, you'll learn from each other as well. It takes a couple of weeks to like get into it and that, to like get to understand what people are talking about and that. But after that, it's just brilliant.
Well, thank you so much, Jemima and Luke from Haggai, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for interviewing us.